Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3-10. The streaming platform I watch frequently shows a commercial that looks forward to a time when good health care is readily available to everyone. According to the commercial, you will get better when your health care is not dependent on how much money you have, or your race or gender. And you will get better when your pain isn't minimized. The commercial offers hope for those who currently cannot receive adequate health care because of their socioeconomic circumstances. It is a commercial that causes me to reflect on what the world could be when the type of justice and righteousness that Jesus extols in the Beatitudes exists. In the Gospel of Matthew, at the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Jesus lists 8 Beatitudes. Each of them begins with the Greek word makarioi, which means blessed or happy. There are 82 Beatitudes in the Bible, most of which function like the commercial, to help us see what can be when we live a faith-filled life. Matthew's Beatitudes show a paradox. The poor in spirit, the bereaved, and the persecuted are blessed. This paradox is made possible because Jesus willingly suffered and gave his life so we could be blessed. As they are portrayed in the Gospels, the events of Maundy Thursday include the Last Supper, when Jesus explains to his disciples what will happen to him and why he needs to die. Jesus' suffering brings about eternal life. My hope is that we can get better because we pay attention to the poor, the marginalized, and the persecuted. I hope we can consider ourselves blessed even when the world sees us as meek or hurt. The Beatitudes don't only say who is blessed, they also compel us to act in ways that bring about blessings on others. Go, bless, and be blessed. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son, our Savior, suffered at human hands and endured the shame of the cross. Grant that we may walk in the way of his cross and find it the way of life and peace. Amen.